Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the subject of hope. Surely hope's a good thing, isn't it? One of the biggest fears on this journey is a sense of losing hope and having a life without children. That seems so unbearable that the fear of losing hope feels devastating. But what is hope? Is it actually useful? Is your hope actually serving you? Maybe it's hindering you. Can hope hinder you? Well, let's explore that and what you have instead. My aim is to help you access such a deep, pure, loving sense of hope within you that you can never lose. So if you like the podcast, please review it, rate it, and share the love and help other people access this resource on their journey, because we know it can be such a lonely journey. So enjoy this week's episode. Loving you. One of the biggest fears on this journey is the fear of losing hope. Because that equates to giving up, never having children, and a life without children, a childless life. And the idea of that is so painful and difficult, then we want to keep on the hope. We want to keep the possibility that we can have children. We want to keep positive. So we see hope as a good thing. Surely hope is a good thing, isn't it? Surely hope helps you stay positive. Surely hope keeps you away from the despair and the fear. But let's unpack a little bit what hope is or could be without us realizing. I mean, hope is future thinking. Hope is thinking about the future. And if you look at the etymology of the word hope, it comes from expectation of something desired. Now, if something was truly desired, something you don't think we need, it's something we desire, something we'd like, that's one thing. There's less fear about not creating that or achieving that. When it's a desire, we know we're going to be okay with or without it, but we'd like quite like it. But if it's not a desire, if it's actually a need, that's when the fear comes in, the fear of not creating that. That's when actually hope can be fueled by fear without us being aware of it. Hope can be wanting, praying, longing, which can be fueled by a fear of and even desperation, because we think we need the outcome we're hoping for to be happy, fulfilled, or secure. So our hope and fear, are they two sides of the same coin? Well, just like you can't have anger without love. You can't be angry with someone you don't care about. The opposite of love is not anger, it's indifference. I'd say the opposite of fear is not hope, it's acceptance. Hope is still future thinking, an expectation of an outcome. Any thinking that's not in the present moment is fantasy, it's an illusion. The more we are in present moment, the more we are in the here and now, we have everything we need. You don't need hope because everything you have is within you right now to feel the content, peace, love fulfilled. I can remember all too well hoping for the things to be different on our journey, longing for things to be different, until I found that place of peace within me, the place of peace without giving up, a place of acceptance of where we are in this moment. And we come back to the here and now, and be in the here and now, a place of realization right now, we have everything we need. We have our health, we are loved, we have money in the bank, food in the fridge, we're okay in this moment, we're safe in this moment, we're loved in this moment. For me, we're connecting to our true sense of self. Acceptance is not giving up. Acceptance is accepting where you are in this moment. And recognizing who you are, where you are, and how you have everything you need in this moment. You're complete in this moment. Like little toddlers and babies, they just spend so much time in the moment. That's where we truly are. That's our true sense of self. It's our fear that takes us into future thinking. When we come back to the here and now, we realize who we really are in this moment, how we have everything we need. We also begin to tap into something even beyond us. Because we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're going to have emotions, we're going to have ups and downs, because we're humans, we're physical beings. But also we're spiritual beings, our soul is beyond this human form. We're connected to something bigger than us we're never truly going to understand. And that part of us is connected to the energy behind life, that's loving, creative and divine. We're made of it, we're part of it. That energy behind life is love in its purest form, and sometimes we can't really comprehend that because we have never really experienced that in our physical experience. Sometimes we imagine this energy behind life, whether you call it God, life, universe, Mother Nature, whatever name you give it, sometimes our perception of it, our understanding of it comes from our parents, how our parents were with us. So I grew up in a very Anglo-Catholic environment where they talked about a God of unconditional love, but all I could see were these conditions. But that was reinforced by my mum, who suffered from anxiety and depression, became an alcoholic. Love felt quite conditional growing up. I know in my heart of hearts now that she loved me unconditionally, I know that. But it wasn't my experience often growing up. So my perception of this energy behind life was the same. It wasn't unconditional love. Like a perfect parent to a child. But that's the energy behind life that loves you unconditionally, doesn't require anything of you. It doesn't make anything, needs to prove itself. Love is a birthright. We're all made from love, in love. We are that energy. We're made of that energy. And that energy is kind. That energy is loving. I think I shared before the story, the analogy of the roller coaster on the barge, but yeah, this physical experience could be like being on a roller coaster, being up and down, tossed around, twists and turns. It can be scary at times, it can be frightening at times, it can be feel low and just feel you can't get out the depths of life. But that physical roller coaster is on a barge floating down the most beautiful river you can imagine. And that river is this energy of life. It's kind and loving. It's our source of happiness, well-being, peace, contentment, fulfillment. I mean, sometimes we don't understand what happens in this physical world, but sometimes you can trust there's an energy behind this, that things don't happen to us, they happen for us. We can let go and surrender a little bit on this journey. Yeah, we can have our hopes, our dreams and desires. We can hold them lightly. And they're not needs. They're desires. On the other hand, we can know we're complete in this moment. And the energy between the two moves us forward. Sustained by this energy behind life that we're made of and we're part of. Knowing who we really are. Seeing this bigger picture of life, the oneness of life. For me, that brings more hope than any fearful thinking or holding on to that desperation of hope can bring. For me, it's an opening hope. It's a hope of possibility of life. And a realization it's not just down to me. What if you're fired from making sure you're safe, you're secure, you're happy, you're content? What if you're fired from that job? What if you could relax on this barge? One of the most relaxing holidays I ever had was being a student. A bunch of us hired a canal boat, and we went up actually the River Thames here in the UK. It was a beautiful summer, and just lying on the top of that boat with the gentle rumble of the engine and just slowly moving, soon you're going past, was awesome. and sometimes I feel like there's energy behind life, I didn't need to think about where we were going. I could just enjoy that moment, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the view, and just be. And the more we connect to the energy of life, the more we realise who we really are, that we can relax on this journey, more we can surrender more. Knowing that things don't happen to us, they happen for us. Sometimes we don't understand. But there is a loving energy behind life that loves you unconditionally for who you are. You're loved for who you are. It wants to bless you with amazing things. So surrender into this moment. Surrender into this place of being in this moment. You're okay in this moment. You're safe in this moment. You're loved in this moment. You're complete in this moment. Allow that feeling to come from within you. You might be surprised how it's a different experience of hope. Not one fueled by fear. One fueled by love. Thank you.